Welcome back to The Comixologist, coming to you not live from New York City at Slim and Kazam.
I'm going to be honest with you, Kara. This is the biggest episode we've ever done.
Really?
This week.
No hyperbole.
No hyperbole. This is the big one.
Okay.
This is a major episode. We're going to talk about books that we think you should be reading that you'll love. And why?
Can you sound a little more enthusiastic about
this? This is my enthusiastic voice. SummerSlam is mere days away, Kara.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Oh, boy. We have a lot to get to. We also do another podcast, too. Did you know that?
Conversations.
That was insane. I'm gonna cut that out and make that the bit at the end of the show.
I don't even know where that came from. I guess that was my sophisticated voice.
It was something, all right. We do another podcast where we interview people that make comics, people that love comics. And the most recent two that we've done, we interviewed the creators of Chew, one of your fave books. And we also talked to a sweetheart, Jason Latour, from Southern Bastards and Spider-Gwen.
What a precious Southerner.
Check the show notes for links. And what else do we have? We have a newsletter.
Oh, yeah.
The numbers are in.
Setting the world on fire.
It's just when we look up the numbers in our adding machine, the screen just starts blinking red.
Our adding machine?
Yeah. That's how we calculate success for our newsletter.
Yeah, I'll beep you my fax number so you can tell me those.
Did they even have faxes when you were growing up?
Yeah.
In 2010?
What? How old do you think I am?
We need to have you, the listener, sign up for our newsletter. You know, we just keep it simple. Kara recommended some books last week. I talked about Predator 2, Concrete Jungle, the comic book version. Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
A movie you've probably never seen, Predator.
No.
Oh, boy.
All this and more delivered straight to your inbox every Friday.
Every Friday we can talk about movies that Kara has never seen. Together.
The list will be long.
And let's go down the new release list.
Yes.
For books that came out this week. I'm just going to rattle off some names.
Archie.
And we'll play word association. I'll say a title, Kara. You come up with the first thing that comes into your head. And Star Wars, number 8, just came out. That's not a word.
There's no word that just encapsulates all your feels for Star Wars, so I have to reply with music.
Stuart Immonen is his first issue drawing. It's amazing. Hip Hop Family Tree, Justice League, Invincible, House of M, Secret War tie-in. You love Secret Wars. You're a big fan.
Secret.
Brand new book from our dear friends, Welcome Back, number 1. Did you read that one?
Oh, that's the title.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have it. I just saw that on your Kindle.
What? Is it?
It was the first thing lit up on your Kindle screen. You don't even know what you're reading anymore. You're in some kind of tail. You're in a comic reading tailspin.
It's been an interesting week.
Iron Squad number 2 from Delcourt in English.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Giant Days. Hexed.
Yes.
Final issue.
I'll be talking about that.
The Fiction. Justice League. Did I say that? Black Canary?
You said it, but say it again.
Just going to say it one more time. Justice League.
That was 3. You going
Secret,
for magic numbers here?
Secret
or what?
6 also came out.
Yes.
Vampirella. New Ninja Turtles. We got 2, actually.
Archie.
Rat Queens.
It doesn't count until you say it. Say it.
With a new creative team. Love Rat Queens. Manifest Destiny. Howard the Human. Oh boy, we're running out of tape. Let me just say one more. Let me see. We have, I'll say a few more. Ivar Time Walker. Archie.
Thank you.
Number 2, which you haven't read yet. I have. So I've one up to you finally in the Archieverse. And there's a new compilation of Jason comics from Fantagraphics, which I need to read. What did you read this week?
What a list. Secret Wars, Secret Love, which anyone who's listened to this show for longer than 10 seconds could have predicted.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? It's fine. We're all fine. So what I wasn't expecting about Secret Love is that it's actually 5 short stories in one glorious book. And they're really cute. They're really cute stories, guys. Perhaps not as much of a pulpy bodice ripper as the cover would imply. A little disappointing, Marvel, but it's just so precious. There's this one story that Katie Cook did called Happy Ant-iversary.
Oh, boy.
And it's Ant-Man and the Wasp's Ant-iversary, but they're on Marvel World 0.616, which is Bug World. So all the Avengers are little bugs. They're all little precious bugs. There's a pizza bug for Hawkeye, even. It's just, the Hulk is a little roly-poly bug.
It's like Katie Cook
curls up when he's blushing. Oh.
It's like she wrote this for you.
She did write it for me. Ah, so cute. Squirrel Girl wins a date with Thor. Words by Marguerite Bennett, my comics talent crush. And it's just so cute. And the art's by Chris Anka. And there's just so many delightful couple cameos in this story, where if you're a shipper of any description for any of the couples or couples that
you want
to see in the Marvel Universe, your couples are in this book, and they're so cute.
Can you say Squirrel Girl 5 times fast?
No.
If anyone can record themselves saying Squirrel Girl 5 times fast, we'll send you a Comixology t-shirt.
Squirrel Girl.
See, it's not awful. We won't be sending any shirts out.
But what if people edit their responses?
Listen, this isn't a binding contract. I haven't consulted the legal team on any of these giveaways. This is not an official giveaway.
The point is, I can't do it. Maybe if I had practice. My enunciation.
I had a chance to read the first story of Secret Love by Michelle Fife, who does one of my favorite books, Copra, mm-hmm. which is not on Comixology yet. I bug him constantly so that we can get it. And his art style is like a combination, if like you wanted to picture it in your head, of, you know, 1980s John Romita Jr. plus Frank Miller from that era. It's gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. It is gorgeous.
Love it. And yeah. he did a story with Daredevil and Karen Page, and also Typhoid Mary ? Which is really great.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a story about Miss Marvel in here, which I thought was super precious. Although I thought it was going to end differently than it did. I guess that was the point. And there's a little story called Misty and Danny Forever. And I didn't know that Iron Fist had a lady friend, but here he does. And they're super cute.
Misty Knight, I think her name is, maybe.
Yeah. She's got a bionic arm like Imperator Furiosa. It's awesome. And yeah. Pretty swell book. Give it up for Clayton Cowles, who did all the lettering.
I will give it up for Clayton. Mm-hmm. That's a great podcast name. Give it up for Clayton, I think. Maybe he can start that. We need to move on. I read another book.
Yes. What did you read?
And it might shock you to the core, Kara. It's a book called Ultraman.
We're just blowing minds all over the place here.
I read a manga. You know, it's left to right. I'm sorry, right to left reading. So you pretty much throw your historical comic knowledge reading to the wind, and you do the opposite. You read backwards.
And unless you have been reading manga, in which case you're rolling your eyes at Matt right now.
Right. Well, I'm pretty sure that happens every episode. They probably rolled their eyes at me. But Ultraman, you know, you've seen the TV show, the movie, kind of this guy wearing his bad A costume fighting kaiju monsters. And this story talks about the guy who became Ultraman, and when this light force left, he lost his memory of being Ultraman. So decades pass, and he's still kind of got these superhero powers, but doesn't do anything with them. He's older. He works for the Ministry of Defense. And his son is starting to show some of these superhuman strength powers. And it's revealed to him that he was, in fact, the human carrier of Ultraman. And now they need him again, because there's a monster that has shown up for the first time in centuries on Earth. And it's full of action. There's like barely any text. It's all like Ultraman fighting this one character. And then it involves Ultraman's son. It was great. Loved it.
Cool.
Awesome action adventure manga.
When you're reading comics, do you notice like fight choreography?
Sometimes.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I feel like that's a thing that I could notice more when I'm reading through a book, because when I'm reading comics, my eye like is gravitating towards the words. Mm. So sometimes I forget to look at the pictures in their entirety, which is why I like Guided View, because then I'm forced to look at each one at a time.
I grew up on Jean-Claude Van Damme movies, Nicolas Cage, so mm-hmm. I'm in tune with fighting scenes.
So you're just
second
like...
second nature to me.
You're like one with the flow. What
John Woo.
These.
You ever seen a John Woo movie, Kara?
I can't say I have. I only saw my first Steven Seagal movie like 3 years ago. So.
How was that experience for you?
I was just like, I didn't really know what to do. I was watching. I forget which one it was. I was just watching and I was like, okay, this is the thing.
There's the ones that like go straight to Netflix. I've read interviews with the directors where he's like sitting in a chair like before this fight scene is supposed to happen. And yeah. then he like talks to the director. He's like, why don't we just, you know, do the fight scene while I'm sitting down? It'd be really cool. Cause he just like doesn't feel like getting up. So yeah. he like the fight scene happens while he's still sitting. Like he just moves his hands around and like legs. So he never has to get up. It's pretty amazing. That's guy's awesome. A legend.
Clearly.
What else did you read?
Cheese, A Love Story, Erica Schultz and Claire Connolly.
Wow. Mm-hmm. What a creative team.
Absolutely. When we were interviewing Erica at San Diego Comic-Con International, she did give us a sneak preview of this book. And I did speed read it before our interview with her. And the whole time, I was just thinking at the back of my mind about the ending of this book, because it was just perfect. Hmm. Everything about this book. So it's a Romeo and Juliet-esque story about a goat and a cow from rival dairy farms who fall in love against the odds. And if I say literally anything else, it'll be a huge spoiler, but oh my God, the ending.
And Claire Connolly, we talked about her books that had come out recently. She had two new books that she kickstarted, and she also drew The Animals, like miniseries that's out as well. So we talked about her stuff before. Mm-hmm. So I can't wait to read it. I don't think I've looked at it since we did that interview.
They're a fantastic creative team. And I'm really glad that this book is out now.
And I think that interview will come out in a few weeks. And I vividly remember that interview because it devolved into gushing about Pearl Jam for about 15 minutes with Erica.
Oh, I remember the part where I don't think we were recording.
You fell asleep when we're talking about Pearl Jam?
No. She and I were freaking out over like all the like con exclusives.
Oh,
and we
yeah.
were talking about Transformers because her husband's really into collecting them.
Mm-hmm.
So we were griping about like how expensive the Hasbro exclusive Transformers were and like how ridiculous the lines were.
Yeah. That was a great conversation.
That was great.
I love finding like I know my comic book shop that I go to has those old school Transformers, and they're like the hard to find rare super mega large ones.
Yep.
It's amazingly interesting to find out that the subculture of people that like track that stuff down and hoist them up somewhere.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Red and the Wolf. Do I have your attention now, Kara?
You do. Yes, continue, please.
Red and the Wolf is a book that we both read that is a different interpretation of Red Riding Hood. You know,
and who doesn't love a good Red Riding Hood Wolf remix story?
Everyone loves that. It's the American dream of comic books. And this is the style of art isn't, you know, typical to your monthly book. It's not kind of drawn like an Ultraman action adventure or even like a book inside of Secret Love. It's very dark, very noirish, but with color. And you follow Red as she is lost and meets up with the Wolf. But the Wolf in this story is... he's very hard to trust because in this interpretation of the story, the Wolf is this very religious, very almost preacher-ish character that decides to help Red. And then right off the bat, I'm like, I don't know if I can trust this Wolf. Like, why is he being so just overly religious in front of Red? And I'm just like waiting for the moment where he turns. Mm. And I think the newest issue came out today, which I believe is 5. And I've gone back and read up until issue 4. I haven't read 5 yet, but I'm still waiting for that moment for my fears to like pop up and something bad to happen.
You're just such a cynic. What if he's actually just a nice guy?
I mean, maybe he could be. Who knows?
Maybe he's a sheep in wolf's clothing.
Did you have that written in your notes?
No.
And you like highlighted it like, it just came save this. It's actually, like underlined five times.
I was actually just trying to see if I could make some kind of pun about a wolf. Uh-huh. And then that one just like arose from the murky mists of my mind.
Yeah. And in, during the story, you can see how the wolf character has a dark past, and some of the other characters in the forest point out, you know, that like we know who you are and what you did. This new facade can't save you or whatever. But it was great. Loved it.
I now have a mental image of this wolf guy being like Batman if Batman was undercover as like a priest or something, but like as a wolf. Maybe I need some more tea.
Should I feel like this is something that's already on Tumblr in a fanfic shipping environment. Don't Google that. I wouldn't recommend Googling what Kara just described it anyway. Who knows what's going to pop up? Probably not safe for work. But if you wanted to check out Red and the Wolf, number one, faux free.
Oh, you.
You can do so using this special code, REDPOD, REDPOD. At comixology.com/redeem. There you go. I think you'll really, really enjoy it.
Yes.
And the lettering is different. It's not speech bubbles. Each panel has, you know, the dialogue underneath it in white text. On
like
back.
A caption.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting take.
Lovely.
What else did you read? Run out of time.
Hexed.
Run out of time.
Number 12, final issue.
Wow.
Too soon, but what a satisfying conclusion. So for those of you who have not been reading Hexed, it's about this woman, Lucifer, who helps her mentor slash sort of mother figure, Val, get supernatural mystical artifacts and keep them safe from wrongdoers and maybe sell them to good doers. Mm. And Lucifer's journey is an interesting one because she is hexed, which means she has been claimed by the mystical keeper of secrets.
Satan.
The harlot.
Oh.
And that means that one day Lucifer is destined to become the keeper of secrets herself. So you're seeing her journey, and it has been one of my favorite series, I have to say. I really like stories about that involve magic and have female casts, and the art style in this book just has so much energy on every panel that it really just helps to carry you through the story. When it's over, you're like, but where's the next issue? And now there is no more next issue. And it's very sad, but again, the end, the way that they wrapped up this story is, to me, like, so satisfying. And there were, like, one or two moments where I was like, yeah, that's a thing. That happened, like, 4 issues ago. So I want to go back and reread it to get the full impact of it. But the last panel did leave me a little teary-eyed. And then I came right into record, and I was like, I'm fine. We're fine.
Is there a...
It's just over, but we're fine.
Is there ever a week where you aren't brought down to a very low emotional level psychologically?
It depends on like what I'm reading or what's going on. It just so happens that I tend to pick comics to read that are emotionally distressing for me. Not in like a serious way, but in a, oh, right. You're making me feel emotions. I'm just trying to get through my work day. Why do you make me feel feels?
Not to compound your emotional baggage, but I did read Archie 2 before you. You haven't read it yet.
How was it?
It's great. And they maybe introduce a new character to this series. Not a brand new character, but a new to this, you know, to this incarnation.
Is it Cheryl?
You're just going to read it and find out. It's great. Fiona's art is glorious. And if you haven't read Archie, it's, you know, it's another take on the famous Archie cast of characters from Riverdale. And it's updated.
Mark Waid, Fiona Staples, A
My
plus
word.
Creative team.
Speaking of which, when's the next issue of Strange Fruit coming out? I feel like that's been a couple months from Mark Waid, remember?
You're just going to have to hold on. You're just going to have to wait.
Most vague non-answer ever.
You'll have to wait like the rest of us.
We have some letters to get to.
Yes.
Let's see if I can pull up my little letter machine.
your mailbox. From,
subject line, Slim needs to watch Dragon Ball Z. It's just like wrestling. Seriously. Well, okay, now I'm sold.
Truth.
I wasn't sold on anything Kara said, but now I'm sold.
Thanks.
Kara asked,
I know where I stand.
Kara, I'm just messing. Kara asked me to write in with my thoughts on Phonogram, The Immaterial Girl. So here they are. Phonogram Volume 3, Number 1 is amazing. I am obsessed with music, and I can be a bit of a music snob sometimes. So the characters jump right off the page with how identifiable, likable, and occasionally, and purposely, unlikable they are. I loved it so much I went back for Rue Britannia, and I'm currently reading that. I've come to enjoy the glossary and afterwards in Phonogram every bit as much as the book itself. If The Wicked and the Divine is half as good as these, I've been seriously missing out, and I'm going to remedy that very soon. Thanks again for talking about it on the pod and for all the great work you do helping people like me find great comics. P.S. I read Silk as per your recommendation, and that, too, is fabulous. The art alone merits further reading. And that comes from Christopher Summers at Wildcard Corsair on Twitter.
Thanks, Christopher.
What an amazing letter.
I'm so glad you wrote in. I was really excited when you mentioned on Twitter that you were checking this book out, and I'm glad that you enjoyed it. And yes, you need to be reading The Wicked and the Divine.
We have an interview with Kieran that we did at the con that should be coming out in the next few weeks as well on our Conversations Hit podcast on iTunes.
Yeah.
I just looked on iTunes the other day, and we were in the what's hot, what's new section of iTunes.
Awesome.
Yeah.
As it should be.
Let's see. I haven't watched Dragon Ball Z yet. You know, I've been doing a lot of pro wrestling prep for this weekend. You know, making sure we can get wings for all my friends that are coming over. Let's see. Next up, dear friend Ryan Garcia. Hey, Comixologist, loving the podcast as usual. The new conversations feed and even the all-text newsletter interjection, which you can subscribe in the show notes. Your empire is growing and we approve. I've noticed how you haven't mentioned much about Secret Wars besides the occasional release list, and I think you're missing a great opportunity because Secret Wars is awesome. I'm usually not one for large events, but this is the exception because every single Secret Wars series starts with issue one and can be a fantastic jumping on point. If you've liked an old Marvel series or event or character, you can try that series. Or if you know nothing about it, you can still try because there aren't decades of backstory to worry about. All you need to know is that the Marvel Universe is gone, Doctor Doom is now a god, and he created Battle World by cobbling together zones from all the Marvel stories you love and hate. But with all new series, the event is 45 jumping on points with more to come. With dozens of titles, it can be a bit tricky to pick one out, so some friends and I are reading them all and ranking them. If listeners are interested in a full list, you can find it at, let's see, bit.ly/secretwarspowerranking. But if you're looking for a short list, then immediately go to read Thor's, Armor Wars, and Squadron Sinister. Would love to hear which series you guys are reading and loving, too. Besides Fallen, did you know you can get that on Comixology Submit? That's the book he did. Spoilers. Thanks and keep mixing those comics, Ryan, at Some Geek Lawyer. Thanks. You're reading Secret Wars?
I have been reading The Runaways and A-Force and Captain Marvel and the Carol Corps. How about you?
I've been reading the main title. It's very good. And it's getting close to the end, actually. I think it's only 8 issues and 5 maybe just came out. So I'm wondering how it's all going to tie and wrap up in a neat little package. Because some major stuff's happening.
Yeah, there's a lot of Secret Wars titles, so I've been more like picking and choosing in terms of that event.
Mm-hmm.
The summer event that I'm reading everything for, though, is Swords of Sorrow. I've read everything from Swords of Sorrow.
But it's a lot, too, isn't it?
It's much more manageable than Secret Wars. Mm. But the Secret Wars books that I have read are excellent.
Okay.
Marvel's not pulling punches with this
one. They're not. They're really not. They don't pull punches when it comes to you, Kara. Let's see. Oh, he had a PS, especially with Kara's Secret Wars, Secret Love.
Check.
Which you had talked about, and I did as well. So if you want to get a letter onto the era, you can do letters at comixology.com.
The air?
The era waves. What a show we had. You know, subscribe to our newsletter in the show notes. Use the links to buy those books that Kara painstakingly makes. You grew up until midnight making those lists.
It would be lovely if you could all do that.
Sounds like a beaten down person right there.
It would be super awesome if everyone could use those links. Thanks.
We might have to cut that out and just play that every week at the end of the show.
But truly, this is a stellar launch slate this week. Mm-hmm. So many good books came out. We hope that you're enjoying reading, whatever your issues of choice are. And if you subscribe to our newsletter, we'll catch you again on Friday.
Goodbye.
Bye.